Chapter 10. Consolidation of the Publishing Work. The Lord has presented matters before me that cause me to tremble for the institutions at Battle Creek. He has laid these things before me, and I shall not be consistent if I do not seek to repress the spirit in Battle Creek, which reaches out for more power, when for years there have not been sufficient men who were qualified to preside, with Christian faithfulness, over the charge they already have. The scheme for consolidation is detrimental to the cause of present truth. Battle Creek has all the power she should have. Some in that place have advanced selfish plans, and if any branch of the work promised a measure of success, they have not exercised the spirit which lets well enough alone, but have made an effort to attach these interests to the great whole. They have striven to embrace altogether too much, and yet they are eager to get more. When they can show that they have made these plans under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, confidence in them may be restored. 20 years ago, I was surprised at the cautions and warnings given me in reference to the publishing house of the Pacific Coast, that it was ever to remain independent of all other institutions, that it was to be controlled by no other institution, but was to do the Lord's work under His guidance and protection. The Lord says, "All ye are brethren," and the Pacific Press is not to be envied and looked upon with jealousy and suspicion by the stronger publishing house at Battle Creek. It must maintain its own individuality and be strictly guarded from any corruption. It must not be merged into any other institution. The hand of power and control at Battle Creek must not reach across the continent to manage it. At a later date, just prior to my husband's death, the minds of some were agitated in regard to placing these institutions under one presiding power. Again, the Holy Spirit brought to my mind what had been stated to me by the Lord. I told my husband to say, in answer to this proposition, that the Lord had not planned any such action. He who knows the end from the beginning understands these matters better than erring man. At a still later date, the situation of the publishing house at Oakland was again presented to me. I was shown that a work was to be done by this institution, which would be to the glory of God, if the workers would keep His honor ever in view, but that an error was being committed by taking in a class of work which had a tendency to corrupt the institution. I was also shown that it must stand in its own independence, working out God's plan, under the control of none other but God. The Lord presented before me that branches of this work would be planted in other places and carried on under the supervision of the Pacific Press, but that, if this proved a success, jealousy, evil surmisings, and covetousness would arise. Efforts would be made to change the order of things, but the Lord forbids such a consolidation. Every branch should be allowed to live and to do its own work. Mistakes will occur in every institution, but if the managers will learn the lesson all must learn, to move guardedly, these errors will not be repeated, and God will preside over the work. Every worker in our institutions needs to make the Word of God his rule of action. Then the blessing of God will rest on him. He cannot with safety dispense with the truth of God as his guide and monitor. If man can take one breath without being dependent upon God, then he may lay aside God's pure, holy Word as his guidebook. The truth must take control of the conscience and the understanding in all the work that is done. The Holy Spirit must preside over thought and word and deed. It is to direct in all temporal and spiritual actions. It is well pleasing to God that we have praise and prayer and religious services, but Bible religion must be brought into all we do and give sanctity to each daily duty. The Lord's will must become man's will in everything. The Holy One of Israel has given rules of guidance to all, and these rules of guidance are to be strictly followed. for they form the standard of character. No one can swerve from the first principles of righteousness without sinning. But our religion is misinterpreted and despised by unbelievers, because so many who profess to hold the truth do not practice its principles in dealing with their fellow men. To my brethren at Battle Creek, I would say, you are not in any condition to consolidate. This means nothing less than placing upon the institutions at Battle Creek the management of all the work, far and near. God's work cannot be carried forward successfully by men who, by their resistance to light, have placed themselves where nothing will influence them to repent or change their course of action. There are men connected with the work in Battle Creek whose hearts are not sanctified and controlled by God.
If those connected with the work of God will not hear His voice and do His will, they should be separated entirely from the work. God does not need the influence of such men. I speak plainly, for it is time that things were called by their right name. Those who love and fear God with all the heart are the only men that God can trust. But those who have separated their souls from God should themselves be separated from the work of God, which is so solemn and so important. Extract from Letter to Elder Olson, published in leaflet containing instructions to Review and Herald Office, May 1896.